the locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
And we welcome you to Valley Falls, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school hoops in 2022. As in the Northeast Kansas League, the Valley Falls Dragons, well, they're playing host to Mar Hill Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer. He's our engineer. He's the guy making it all happen back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Kalfter here, courtside. Good to have you along. And ladies' game is about to get underway. Let's take a look at the starters. First of all, four. The Valley Falls Lady Dragons, under head coach Jordan Hale, they're going to be starting Lauren Brown and Lillian Darvo, Corey Kirkwood, Renee Myers, and Sierra Steinlitz. For MHMA and head coach Luke Noel, it'll be Zoe Steck and Hope Banowitz, Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, and Bethany Urban. As the ball goes up the tip of the way, it's going to be controlled down by Mar Hill Mount Academy of the Lady Ravens with the basketball. We're underway. Bethany will skip it over into the right corner, looking for Hannah, and it's going to be stepped in front of us, stolen away. Here comes Valley Falls with the steal. Up court. They'll launch it down into the corner. Myers had it, lost it, kicks it back into the middle. The shot is up, no good. Banowitz with the rebound, and it's going to be stolen back by Valley Falls. The driving shot misses, and this rebound is out of bounds off Zoe. We are half a minute into the ballgame. And we put in play by Valley Falls, and they're going to work it around the perimeter, keeping the ball above the three-point circle. Quickly back over to the right side. It's going to go Myers. She'll launch the three. It's up and no good. And Hannah Coker rebounds it down. Here comes Mar Hill Mount Academy. Lady Ravens into the forecourt. Bethany Urban will handle it between the circles. Left-hand dribble, right-hand dribble now, launching it over to the right side. Coker has it there. Looks inside, nothing. Here's Banowitz. Back over, it'll go. Urban for three, too strong, and the rebound. Banowitz saves it in the corner, and it gets run over. No foul call, that's going to go out of bounds. It will come back to Valley Falls. 1 minute into this scoreless ball game is these two teams are trying to find their game legs here in the onset of the second semester. We have an absolutely jam-packed sports schedule for you here on Care Radio beginning this week. Tomorrow night, more NEKL basketball coming to you from Effingham, Kansas. We have ACCHS Pleasant Ridge game. 6.5 to go here in the opening quarter of this ladies game. Cross-court pass for Valley Falls. They've gotten very patient, very conservative. Now a long two-point shot is up. It is going to be short. Rebounding it down is going to be Zoe Steck. She'll take it into the four-quarter step. She's going to accelerate. She's going to go to the rack. Takes it down underneath the rim. Stops. Looks for the shot. Too far beneath the goal. Brings it back out on top. Coker for three. No. And a rebound this time to Valley Falls. Darvo comes up with the board. Almost a double dribble, and they're going to throw it away. The ball just kind of had a mind of its own there a little bit, and Lillian could not get the thing in sync. launch an outlet pass that goes out of bounds. It'll come back in again to MHMA. 2 minutes into the game, still no score. Here's a feed across. Zoe's going to change that with this shot. It's up and in. Zoe's deck for two. Lady Ravens leading a 2-0. And as the ball comes up the court, we're going to have a turnover by Valley Falls. Waiting for our first substitutions for each team. It'll be Zoe Steck putting it in play for MHMA. She'll lob it out on top to Bethany. Urban goes to the left side of the lane. Back to Zoe. She'll stop. Pop. It's too strong. Rebound off the floor. Saved by Scarlett, but her pass out on top is going to get away and be stolen. Valley Falls down the court. Right side. Running shot. Two-handed. It's up. No good. And a foul on Bethany. So Bethany Urban will pick up her first foul. It'll be the first foul of the ball game by either team. Coming here at 5:43 to go in the opening quarter. And coming to the line for Valley Falls is Renee Myers. Renee's free throw, in and out. One more shot coming up here for the Lady Dragons. Renee Myers, only a sophomore. She'll take her time, eye the second one, and get it. First point of the game for Valley Falls. The Lady Raven lead now, 2-1. 5:40 to go in the first. Up court it comes. Down the right side, Coker over to Steck. Her shot deflected. Gets her own rebound, however, and will push it back out on top. Bethany, cross-court pass into the right side. Coker will feed down low. Her pass is batted away by Renee Myers. It'll come back in again to MHMA. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. 2-1 in this girls' high school basketball game. Lady Ravens leading here at Valley Falls tonight. Valley Falls will be back in school, actual classes beginning one more day. Here's a left-handed three for Banowitz, just a little bit short. It's going to go out of bounds on a long hop and back up with what comes Valley Falls. 5:13 to go in the first. Coach Hale over there, hands in her pockets, just kind of taking it in, letting things work themselves out here early on. Not getting too excited. Here's a feed to the free throw line. Now down to the left block. The turnaround shot will not go in, but we're going to have a foul called. The foul underneath and just into the ballgame for the Lady Ravens. No, that's going to be Hannah, maybe. It's going to be on Hannah Coker. Her first MHMA second foul. The free throw here rims off no good. Corey Kirkwood misses the first, but still has a chance to tie this game up with a second free throw. Right-handed shot on its way, no. And the board, Scarlett. Scarlett Bagley comes down with the rebound. And I'm going to take this opportunity to remind everybody that they're enjoying high school hoops tonight here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Here comes Zoe into the forward court, backs away to the free throw line, kicks it over the left side to Hannah, comes back out on top to Hope. Right side to a goal, Bethany. 4:44 to go in the first. We have not seen a ton of offense. It is a 2-1 game. Coker in the middle again to Steck. Back to Coker. She'll stop square, put up the three, wide to the left side. Rebounding it down is Banowitz. Maybe the smallest player on the court coming up with that rebound, and then she is going to be fouled. Valley Falls trying to steal it away. The foul on Corey Kirkwood. It'll be her first foul for the Lady Dragons. MHMA will make a duo of substitutions. Out on top with the basketball, here comes the Lady Ravens. Bethany Urban with it. Comes out on top. Coker. Left side. Backing in is Carly Kay. 4:10 to go. Coker. MHMA has probably its tallest team out of the floor right now. They're being now very patient. Peisch with it. Feeds it across. Throws it right into the hands of a defender. Up the floor with it. It's Darbo. In. Up. To Lillian. Gives the lead to Valley Falls. 3:48 to go in the opening quarter. Now Steck with the ball to the backcourt. Beats into the middle. Over to the right side. It's going to be Urban. She will accelerate. Drive in. Collide. Blocking foul. The foul is going to be on Lillian Darvo. and MHMA coming to the free throw line. It'll be Bethany Urban stepping up there. First foul tonight for Darvo. Team foul 3, Valley Falls. And Bethany was coming to the free throw line, but the official said no. It was a block, but it was prior to the shot being taken, so going to be putting the ball in play down to the baseline. It comes out on top to Coker. Here's a long 3. Urban, no. And a rebound is going to roll around. It'll be pulled down by Lauren Brown. Back up for the basketball. Here comes Valley. Over to the left side. Darvo has it. 3:20 to go in the first. Entry pass into the left block. Shot is up. Nope, but out of bounds. Touch last by Lady Ravens. Valley Falls putting it in play at their offensive baseline. Brown looking to bring it in. Comes into the right side. The shot is up, and we're going to have another foul. And this is going to bring free throws. This foul is going to be on Carly Kramer. It will be her first. At the free throw line, Sierra. Free throws up and it won't go in. So Sierra Steinlicht, another sophomore on the floor for Coach Hale, getting the start tonight. First one, no. Second one, no. So right now, Valley Falls struggling at the free throw line. They are 1 of 6 at the free throw line so far here in this opening quarter. Silmy coming down the floor with it, feeds into the middle where it's going to be stolen away. Steinlicht coming up with the basketball. Lob over to the right side. The dish into the corner. The set shot, 3, good. Knocking it down from deep for the right side for Valley Falls. Just into the ball game is going to be Michaela Yates. Michaela getting back into the game. Typically a starter, McKenna did not get the starting nod tonight, but has quickly gotten into the lineup. Here's a feed across to the left side. Valley Falls. Michaela looking for another one. That one is going to be just short. The rebound underneath. Here come the Lady Ravens. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is now a 6-2 lead. And we're going to get a timeout. Yep. Taking a break with MHMA and Coach Noel. Timeout on the floor. 2:34 to go in the opening quarter. We're in Valley Falls where it's a Lady Dragon 6, MHMA 2.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Well, as we come back from the timeout, Morehead Academy has adjusted its lineup again. We got Hope Banowitz, Bethany Urban out there. We've got, who am I looking at out of the floor? Hannah? Got Hannah Coker. Now the ball is going to be stolen. Yates comes down, slips, falls, it's on the floor, and are they going to call a foul? Oh, that was a close and tight call. It'll be the second foul of the ball game by Bethany Urban. I thought that Bethany had stopped and that the ball handler had slipped and fallen out of bounds, but apparently not. Again, we've got Banowitz and Urban. We've got Scarlett Bagley out there. Also, Hannah Coker and Carly Kramer. There's your Lady Raven 5. 2:15 to go. First quarter. Little jumper from 15 is up no good. Scarlett, no. Hope clearing down the rebound. Banowitz brings it up. Stutters a little bit, but no travel. And here's Urban for the ball topside. 2 minutes to go in the first. MHMA with the basketball. They trail at 6-2. Banowitz, skip pass over to the left side, is right at the feet of Bethany Urban. It's just no getting to that ball when it comes into you that close, and it'll go out of bounds back in again to Valley Falls. Now, Morehead Academy is going to take Bethany out of the game with that additional foul. Back over to the left side, out on top. Been a 40 to go in the first quarter. Valley with the basketball, leading it by 4. Long cross-court pass over to the right side. Taken there by Darvo. She's guarded by Banowitz. Darvo lobbed it to the left side to Yates. 1.5 minutes to go. Valley Falls shows incredible patience with the basketball. Michaela pushes it back off on top to Brown. Right side it goes Darbo. Darbo has the ball batted away. It's going to be stolen by Scarlett. And then it's going to be knocked out of her hand. She's going to lose it out of bounds. Back it will come to Valley Falls. So the minute 15 to go in the first quarter. So good defense by Valley Falls. They're going to keep them in control of the basketball. They'll have it over to the right side. Here's a three. Rainbow shot too strong. Rebound is on the floor. Big battle for it. Zoe takes it to the mat. It'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow. Back it comes to Valley. 107 to go in the first quarter. It is 6-2. Valley Falls in front here in the girls' game. Pass comes out on top. Darvo. They'll swing it around to the right side. Brown. Back out on top, Michaela. Valley is patient, crisp passing. Here's a shot for three. No rebound. Coker had it, lost it, and it's going to go out of bounds off the Lady Dragons. In the last minute now of the first quarter. Valley Falls is going to apply full court pressure to the inbound play. Going to come into Zoe Stack. 50 seconds left in the first. Here comes Banowitz. Little left-hand dribble into the forecourt. Brings it out on top to Scarlett. Vaguely back over to Banowitz. 40 seconds left in the first. Banowitz has it knocked away from her for a moment. Picked up by Zoe. Steck will start to the right side. Keeps the dribble alive. Changes direction. Falling away. Launches it. It won't go in. And rebounding it down. Here comes Michaela Yates. Yates the senior. And she's a shooter. And she'll launch a three. Won't go down. Rebound Vaguely. 15 seconds left in the first. Zoe Steck with it at 12. Over to the right side. Coker feeds into the lane. Trying to back in as Carly. Can't find any traction there. Brings it back out on top with four. Banowitz a 15-footer rolls off. No good. And that is the end of the opening quarter. Timeout on the floor after one. Here in Valley Falls, Kansas. It's the Valley Falls Lady Dragon 6. Mariel Mount Academy 2.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Welcome back again to Valley Falls, Kansas, where the opening quarter is in the book here in the ladies' game. 6-2. Lady Dragons in front. They are led in scoring by Michaela Yates, who is coming off the bench to hit a three to lead her team. Lillian Darvo with two and Renee Myers with one for MHMA. They're 2 points scored by Zoe Stepp. I think the fans are beginning to try to get the feel of coming back in the second semester also because the crowd a little sparse here this evening. We're used to just throngs of fans here at Valley Falls, but again, very, very early in the second semester. Alternate possession towards the basketball to MHMA. And back out on the floor to begin the second quarter, Bethany Urban. She's got to be careful with those two fouls. And 5 seconds closely guarded. Bethany could not get rid of the basketball. Lady Ravens turn it over. 7:45 to go in the first half. Michaela Yates has it. Yates back over to the right side. Lauren Brown. They'll feed inside and knocked away by Urban. She'll get a hand to the ball, slap it out of bounds, and Valley will be putting it in at their baseline. It'll come in quickly off to the top. Back over to the right side to Brown. Looks inside. Nothing there. Back over to the right. Here's a set shot for three. It's online, but a little too strong. And another rebound pulled down by Scarlett Vaguely. Here comes MHMA. Baseball pass to the other end. Hope underneath. Shot. No. She was so far underneath that it caught the corner of the backboard and caromed away. Rebounding it back down. Valley Falls there back on offense. A minute gone in the second quarter. It remains 6-2. Valley in front. Lady Ravens have dropped back into a bit of a zone defense now. back out on top. Valley Falls sees that zone, and now they're just going to kind of hunker down and get very patient with the ball, working around the outside. Again, they feed in the middle, and for the second time in as many trips up the floor, Bethany Urban anticipates that pass to the block, knocks the ball away and out of bounds. Renee Myers coming back into the game for Valley Falls, and it's going to be Peyton Lockhart checking in for the first time tonight. Lockhart has it, feeds to the free throw line. Driving in the middle is going to be Kirkwood, and she's going to lose the handle on it. Take it away by Zoe Stack, and then she reaches in to try to steal it back. That is what happens so many times. You make a little mistake, turn the ball over, and in an effort to make amends for that error, you reach in, you pick up a foul, and that's going to be the second foul of the game now for Kirkwood. 6:20 to play in the half. Still a 6-2 score. Very, very low-scoring business here so far tonight. Here's Urban for three, wide to the right. Rebounding it down, Valley Falls. Renee Myers coming up with the rebound. She'll outlet it to Yates. Feeds inside, and it's going to be slapped out of bounds. Coker reaching around to knock it away. And a very classic 2-3 zone employed here for MHMA. Here's a three from the left side. New rebound, another one for Scarlett. Here comes Urban. Bethany into the forecourt. Inside six to go in the half. Urban begins to back away. Swings over to the right side. Comes back off on top. They're running a little motion offense now. Morehill Mount Academy. Bethany with a very high dribble was able to keep her hand on top of the basketball. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Coach Nolan taking a timeout. So shall we. Coming here 5 minutes and 40 seconds ago in the first half. And the score remains Valley Falls 6, MHMA 2.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Great gymnasium to enjoy basketball in here at Valley Falls, Kansas this evening. It is pretty standard on the west side, but here on the east side, it is very high, it is very steep, and it puts a lot of people on the east side of the gymnasium and ultimately provides Valley Falls with a great capacity for crowds for regional, sub-states, and the like. Ball coming back in to Morehill Mount Academy. Lady Ravens with the basketball coming out of the timeout. They trail in the ballgame at 6-2. Pyche comes back into the lineup. Here's a feed out on top to Urban. Tries to shake her defender. Not able to. Comes out on top. Coker back over to the right side to Zoe. She'll fade away off the window. It's up and no good. And rebounding it back down. Here comes Valley Falls. Into the forecourt with the basketball. Renee Myers. She'll take it all the way to the baseline right. Lob it out on top. Darvos tries to drive inside. No room. Going to be knocked away and nearly stolen by Urban. Saved back, though, on the right side by Yates. Michaela kicks it over to the right side. Myers, short three. No. Rebound tipped out. Zoe with the board. Steck for the basketball, and at 4:44 to go in the half, MHMA is up the floor looking for its second bucket of the game. Here's Urban with it. Dumps it over to the left side. Steck drives into the lane. Cuts over to the right side, looking in, no room there. Cross-court pass, batted away and out of bounds. Slapped away by Michaela Yates. Vanowitz coming back into the game. And also coming back in is going to be Carly Kramer for the Lady Ravens. So for MHMA, I'm seeing a senior, a couple of sophomores and a couple of freshmen. That is a young team out there. 4:20 to go in the half. Zoe Steck, the elder statesman of the group out there. Ball lobbed out on top to Hope. left-handed dribble. Hope, I think, is left-handed. She does most of her things with the left hand. She shoots, drives, goes to the left side, puts up the jumper off the rim. No, but she got fouled, and it'll be Hope Banowitz coming to the line. The foul is going to be on Renee Myers for Valley Falls. It'll be her second and team foul five for the Lady Dragons. And coming to the line, Hope looking for her first point of the evening. Her first of two, in and out. We've got one more shot coming up here. MHMA, by the way, in their traveling black uniforms with gold and white lettering and trim for Valley Falls. It is the home whites with black and gold. Second free throw will not go in either, and the rebound cleared away by Valley Falls. Lockhart coming up with the bounce, Kamal, and up the floor with it. Now it's knocked away. It's on the hardwood, picked up by Steck. Here comes Zoe. Inside 4 minutes of play in what is now a scoreless second quarter. How about that? Now the ball batted away. It's going to be lost and rolling out of bounds, and a big break for the Lady Ravens right there as they're going to get that ball back around at midcourt. Now Zoe is going to come out of the game. And back in will come the junior, Hannah Coker. Two freshmen, two sophomores, and a junior. And an interesting mix out of the floor right now. Ravens with the ball. Banowitz will have it on the right side. 3.5 to go in the first half. And again, neither team has scored in the second quarter. I didn't need to bring an extra pencil tonight, I don't think. Skip pass out on top to Hope. She has a little collision, and there's going to be a blocking foul on Renee Myers, and I've got her for three fouls. We'll check and see if they agree with that. There you go. Renee Myers will come out of the game as quickly as that with that third foul, and two freshmen out of the game for MHMA. 3:25 to go in the third. I'd like to say the defenses have been spectacular. I'd like to say that. 3:14 to go. Still neither team has scored. Now the ball is going to be stolen. Driving down the court. Here's Michaela. She'll stop, lean, shoot, score. Michaela Yates has five. And it is 8-2, Valley Falls. 3 minutes to play. And a driving layup on the other end, plus one for Hannah Coker. So Hannah Coker picks up her first point of the game. It is also the third foul on Corey Kirkwood. So Valley Falls has two starters with three fouls apiece. At the free throw line, I ended up. Hannah knocks it in. 3 points, Hannah Coker. It is 8-5. And after all of this, what you've got is a very close game, a one-possession game. Not high scoring, but very, very competitive. 2:45 to go in the first half. Back over to the right side with the basketball, Valley Falls. That's going to be Lauren Brown with it. Feet underneath off the block, all alone. It's up and good. Sierra Steinlich. Steinlich, the sophomore, makes it 10-5, Valley Falls. MHMA back up the floor. Then Valley in the player defense. The shot is on its way, and it will not go in for Hannah Coker. Rebounding it back down, Valley Falls. Michaela drives in, crosses over. Wants the shot, can't get it. It's going to be stolen away by Coker. Michaela was undecided, and that was their downfall on that trip up. She wanted to shoot, didn't have a good look at it, wanted to pass it to a teammate. She wasn't quite ready for the ball. And so ultimately it got knocked away and stolen. And now, reaching in, we got a jump ball call. Charlotte had the basketball, and Lillian Darvo reached in and tied her up. Bethany Urban comes back in, and so, excuse me, Coach Noel is going to have his starters back into the game. Zoe Hope, Scarlett, Hannah, Bethany. Minute 50 to go in the half. Valley with the basketball, leading it by five. The dribble toward the top. The swing pass over to the left side, taken by Lockhart. Dumps it into the corner to Yates. Comes back on top. Now feed to the block, and it's going to be off the fingertips of Steinleck. And back it will come to MHMA. Valley Falls had a plan. It was an idea that was going to work, but then the completion of it just never quite came together. And Lady Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play against now. Some full court pressure. It'll come into Bethany Urban. Minute and a half to go with a half. Here comes Hope. She'll take it across the timeline. Feeds in the middle, and it's going to be stolen back by Yates. Michaela looks across. Knocked away and stolen back by Bethany. Now these teams running up down the court. Bethany will race down. Finger roll. Shot up. No. Rebounding it back is Yates. Here comes Michaela the other way with a minute 10 to go in the half. Yates is going to slow it up. That's what a senior is going to do. She's going to look the thing over, not like what she sees, bring it back out on top, and with her entry pass in the middle, we've got a foul on MHMA. We're down to 103 to go in the first half. The foul is going to be the second of the ballgame for Hannah Coker. So for the Lady Ravens, Hannah and Bethany each with two. For Valley Falls, Kirkwood and Myers each with three. And at the line, Lillian Darvo. Hasn't had a free throw tonight. That one's perfect. Valley Falls coming into that shot was 1 of 6. Now 2 of 7 at the free throw line tonight. The lefty puts this one up and in. It is now 12-5 for Valley Falls, their largest lead of the game. Coker takes it down court, brings it back on top. Urban goes 3, no. Rebound and a foul on Scarlett over the top. Scarlett was intent on coming up with that rebound. Just found herself behind her opponent and picks up her first foul. That's got to be half a dozen fouls for MHMA. So for the last 50 seconds of the half, both teams are going to be shooting the 1-1 if that comes into play. Up the floor, Yates, and Valley's taking a timeout. Let's see what Coach Hale has up her sleeve. We're taking a break, Joseph. 46 seconds to go with a half. It remains Valley Falls a dozen MHMA fire.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Happy to have you with us here from Valley Falls, Kansas. High school basketball on CARE Radio. Don't forget the guys' game coming up after this one. We have our Northeast Kansas League doubleheader this evening. MHMA, the first club out on the floor. And you've got Coker at the 5 now, Pyche at the 4, and Fagley at the 3. That leaves Banowitz and Steck at the 1-2. 44, 43, 42 seconds left in the half. Valley Falls puts the ball in play. Now the feed to the block. The shot straight up and in. Well done. Knocking that one down is going to be Peyton Lockhart, her first point of the game. 14-5. You've got to be sure that was exactly what had been drawn up on that inbound play. Here comes Coker, hands it back to the stick. 20 seconds left. Zoe works her way to the left side, comes back on the top to Scarlett, passes up an open shot. Around to the left side, Banowitz kicks it off on top again. Looking to the middle. Scarlett, 4 seconds. They're going to have to get a shot away pretty quickly. 3 seconds, 2, and a desperation shot about halfway to the rim, and it's intermission. We're taking a break. We'll be back and summarize the first half for you at bay. Halftime, it is the Valley Falls Lady Dragons 14, Morehead Academy 5.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, where it has been a low-scoring first half of high school girls basketball. Into the locker room they go at the break with Valley Falls leading MHMA 14-5. A quick look at the scoring from the opening half for Valley Falls. Very balanced, led by Michaela Yates. Typically a starter coming off the bench tonight. She still leads her team with five. Lillian Darvo has four, two each. Peyton Lockhart and Sierra Steinlecht. And one in the first half for Renee Myers. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, Hannah Coker, 3 points. They came in the second quarter. Those were the only points in the second quarter for the Lady Ravens. Zoe Steck has two. They were in the first quarter. Those are the only points in the first quarter for MHMA. Guys, teams out of the court warming up. We're going to have their game coming up after this one. But first, stay with us. Second half of the ladies' contest coming up next. But right now with the intermission score, Valley Falls 14, MHMA 5. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's in that world-renowned K-Radio Sports Studio and just ready to bring you a halftime.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball this evening with the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens on the road taking on the Valley Falls Dragons. We'll be back to the girls' game in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, tomorrow we've got JCN at ACCHS with the girls taking to the court at 6 p.m. The boys will take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Wednesday brings us to Benedictine basketball. 5:30 tip-off for the women as we play host to Peru State. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday brings us to Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country Sports Studio. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday, we have high school basketball again with Valley Falls at JCN. Scheduled time for the girls' game is 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. And Saturday brings us to Benedictine basketball as well with a 2 p.m. tip in the women's game as they are on the road at Graceland. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a few moments with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. 26 tonight, under clear skies, winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 42. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, mainly clear skies and quiet. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 14. Dry with temperatures well below average Wednesday and Thursday, and highs near 10 above to the low 20s. 1 to 2 inches of snow Wednesday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Right now in Atchison, it's 33.4 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are out of the south at a negligible 2 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 70%. The barometric pressure is steady at 30.16 inches of mercury. Dew point sitting at 25 degrees Fahrenheit with a wind chill of 33 degrees out there. Taking a look around the area, Valley Falls is checking in at 34, St. Joseph, Missouri, 34 as well, with Leavenworth checking in at 37. We'll be checking back into Tom Kautz courtside in about 2 minutes.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig products. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig Finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we welcome you back to Valley Falls, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half of the ladies' game, the first half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening as we prepare for the third quarter. It is a 14-5 lead for the home team. Valley Falls out in front right now. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer and our engineer. And yeah, he was the guy doing all that hard work, taking care of you at halftime, getting you up to speed on all the things and stuff. Joseph, thank you. Lady Ravens are going to be putting the ball in play to begin the third quarter, and we're underway. Scarlett's bringing it up. She looks a little tentative as she comes up with a shoulder-high dribble and a quick shot up misses. Valley Falls with a rebound, and Darvo goes into the forecourt, dumps it over to the left side to Brown, back out on top to Darvo. And now there's just a lot of standing around going on. The feed comes in the middle. It's going to be batted away by Banowitz. She'll pick it up, drive down left side. long leaping steps, and the shot won't quite go in. I think she needed maybe one more dribble to get a little bit closer. She tried to take that long stretch and couldn't quite get it there. And here's the ball. It's going to be thrown away over to the left side. Stolen away. Here comes Banowitz down the left side. Hope will feed into the middle. It's on the floor one time, and Bethany good for two. First points of the ball game for Bethany Urban. It is 14-7. 6:55 to play in the third quarter. Valley Falls with the basketball in with the 7-point lead. Long cross-court pass handled there by Brown. Lauren looks in, holds it up. Kind of rockets a pass to Renee Myers, who's only about 3 feet from her. Myers recovers quickly and handles the ball. Back out on top, it's going to come, this time to Kirkwood. Little give and go underneath. The shot is up and missing, and the rebound cleared away by Zoe Steck. MHMA up the floor. Steck threads the needle, and the driving layup does not go in. And then Urban tries to steal it back, but instead picks up her fourth foul. No, wait, her third foul. Let me fix that. Bethany, her third and the first foul of the second half for MHMA. 6:20 to go in the third quarter, still a 14-7 Valley Falls lead. Dragons in the home white, walking it up the floor. Lauren Brown stops way high between the circles, dishes it over to the left side to Myers. Feet in the lane, the shot is up. No good, but a foul on Coker. For Hannett, that will be foul number three. So Valley Falls has a couple of players with three fouls each, and now MHMA has a couple of players with three fouls each. The free throw rims out no good. One more shot coming up for Corey Kirkwood, who is now 0-for-3 at the free throw line tonight, still looking for her first point of the evening. Long, hard look at it, and it is in there. Kirkwood picking up her first point. It is now 15-7. Mark Hill Mount Academy will go to the bench and bring Carly Kramer into the game. The inbound pass. Here comes MHMA. Urban up the floor. A quick driving shot is rejected. And now Carly hanging on the back of a Valley Falls player will pick up her second foul. Team foul three for MHMA. Valley Falls has not committed a second half foul yet. 5:47 to go in the third quarter. Valley with the basketball up above the circle, looking in. And the pass to the corner slapped out of bounds by Zoe Steck. They were trying to get it into the corner to Lillian Darvo, but it's going to be batted away. Back into play will come for Valley Falls. Lady Ravens in the 2-3 zone. Baseline jump shot. It's up and good for three. Darvo now leads her team in scoring and puts Valley Falls ahead by double figures. And here's a three on the other end. That one knocked down by Bethany. It is 18-10. Valley Falls in front, 5:10 to go in the third quarter. Found over the basketball over to the left side. Working against the player defense now. Ravens have shifted to the player defense. We're going to get an offensive foul. And I'm not even sure this one was on the ball. Offensive foul off the ball. And it's going to be Lillian Darvo picking up her second foul of the game. Ravens have a trouble getting it in, and Bethany will go back deep into the backcourt to retrieve the basketball, and she'll take it up the floor. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It is an 18-10 Valley Falls lead. Urban with the basketball, little right hand dribble, takes it around the right side, has a slap out of her hands out of bounds on the near side. MHMA will be putting it back in play from there. We're going to get a return to the floor by Hannah Coker. Coker will take the inbound. She's standing all the way out in the center circle. Will start to drive to the right side. Keeps an eye on the ball. Kicks it over to Zoe. Steps, picked up, double team. Crosses over all the way underneath. Stops at the baseline. Turns, shoots. Too strong. Rebound, Scarlett. Loses the handle on a little bit. Can't get her shot away. Comes back on the right side to Urban. She'll fall away with a shot and miss it. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Peyton Lockhart. Here comes Valley Falls. Valley quickly into the forward court. We're approaching the midpoint of the third. They lead in the game at 18-10. Valley works around to the right side. Here's a long two. No good. Rebound taken down by Hannah Coker. And here comes Urban into the front. Halfway through the third. Bethany, little left-hand dribble, works way to the left side. Hannah way out around the 20-foot mark, right in front of the Lady Raven bench now. Back over to the right side is going to be Zoe. Zoe Steck, scoring in the opening quarter, has not been able to get anything on the board since then. The shot misses, and MHMA does not go for the follow, and Zoe underneath doesn't get it to drop. Rebounded down, Kirkwood. Valley Falls back the other way. Outlet into the forecourt, taken down the right side to Myers. And we get a timeout? Yes. Taking a timeout with Valley Falls. 3.5 to go in the third. It remains Lady Dragons 18, MHMA 10.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
We return, and Valley Falls puts the ball back in. Morehill Mount Academy again settles into the zone. This time more of a 3-2 zone. Back out topside, 3:15 to go in the third quarter. They've got Valley Falls a little confused with the new look, so they're just going to square up and launch a three. It won't go down. Banowitz pulls down the rebound. The defender chases her from behind. Cross-court pass to Zoe. She wanted the three, doesn't take it. Now the entry pass going to be out of bounds and off the hand of Carly Kramer. Here comes Valley Falls. Inside 3 minutes to go in the third. MHMA jumped out in front 2-0 in the opening moments of the game. The Valley Falls has stormed back and has not trailed since, leading now 18-10. Continues to be a extremely low-scoring game here this evening. Here's a three from the left side. Air ball short. Rebound smacked like a volleyball back into the court, but it's going to be deemed out of play. Pies will come back in. Kramer comes out, so rotating in a couple of freshmen at 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Inbound to the right side. Here comes Bethany. She'll start left, now drive right. Feeds to Coker, back to Bethany. She'll cut loose for three, won't get it. And a rebound, taken away by Valley Falls. Here comes Kirkwood. She'll go coast to coast, put up a two-handed shot, miss it, followed up at home. Kirkwood, 3 points in the quarter, makes it 20-10. Back the other way, the shot by Banowitz is slapped out of her hand, but a foul committed at that moment. That is going to be the fourth foul of the ball game for Valley Falls, Renee Myers. And for the Lady Ravens, coming to the line, Hope Banowitz. Hope looking for her first point of the game. She's 0-2 at the line. Left-handed free throw is just wide. One more shot coming up for Hope. Now we're going to get Coker. checking out of the game. Scarlett is back in. Banowitz, second free throw is in there. 20-11. Valley Falls, Lady Dragons up the floor. We are now under 2 minutes to go in the third. Cross-court pass knocked away. Banowitz picks it up on the dribble. Brings it down the floor. Stomps on the left side. Kicks it back out on top to Scarlett. She'll go over to the right to Zoe. Steck comes to the free throw line. Dumps it over on the left. Here's a long three. Knocking it down. How about that? Oh, Banowitz. She put everything she had into that shot and threw it in. 20-14. Lady Ravens right back in this thing with a minute and a half to go in the third. Back over to the right side is going to be Lillian. Valley Falls, Brown with the ball. Kicks it over to the left side. Michaela Yates, we have heard very little from her here in the second half. She really rallied her team having come in off the bench earlier in the game. Here's a shot from in the lane that rolls around, and it is going to roll in. Good for Darvo. 22-14. Check for the basketball. Throws into a lot of traffic, and Lady Ravens are going to rescue it. Driving in, the shot is up, and Scarlett will come to the free throw line. It didn't roll in, but she's going to come to the line for a couple of shots here. That is the first foul tonight for Michaela Yates. Team fouls are even at 3 apiece with 1:03 to go in the third quarter. Scarlett Bagley looking for point number one tonight. And we'll have one more free throw. Let's see who's checking in now for MHMA. Curly's back in. Second free throw rolls around and in. She'll have it. So Scarlett will have her first point of the game. It is 23-15. Michaela Yates for the basketball up top side. We're in the last minute of the third quarter. Girls high school basketball here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Over to the right side. No room there. Now to the right side of the free throw line. Spinning. Looking inside. It's going to be Kirkwood. Back over to the right. It's going to go to Darvo. And a cross-court pass thrown away. Lady Ravens will have it back in. A couple of starters returning for MHMA head coach Luke Knoll as the freshman will exit the floor. 39 seconds left in the third quarter. Inbound it comes. Coker to Urban. Here's Bethany weaving down left side. Pulls up the dribble. Kicks it over to Hope. Banowitz steps inside. Loses the handle. Picks it up and knocks it in anyway. Nicely done. And Hope Banowitz has gotten the hot hand. She scored 6 in this quarter. It is now 22-17. Valley Falls is going to wind down the clock. Look for the final shot here in the third quarter. 9 seconds. 8. Out on top with it. 5 seconds. Yates will have it at the free throw line. Throws it to the baseline. It throws it away with a second to go. Lady Ravens are going to be putting it in play, and you can imagine they're just going to run this thing into the fourth quarter. It'll come in, and that's going to do it. We'll be back. The fourth quarter coming up. The score. Valley Falls 22, MHMA 17.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Well, the Lady Ravens closed the gap a little bit in the third quarter as they outscored Valley Falls 12-8. And we go to the fourth quarter. Lady Dragons in front, 22-17. Scoring recap now. Valley Falls is led by Lillian Darvo with her 9 points. For MHMA, how about Hope Banowitz? She leads her team. She had 6 third-quarter points and paces her team with a half a dozen. Alternate position will award the basketball to Valley Falls, and we are underway in the fourth quarter. 22-17. Fowler with the ball out on top. Ravens again are going to settle into that zone D. Over to the left side, the ball deep in the corner. The feed will go across. It's going to be batted away and stolen. Here comes Hope. She'll drive it down the court against Michaela. Stops, turns, pops, too strong. And the rebound is going to be knocked away. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, and it will be off MHMA. Great job. Hope Banowitz has brought a real spark to this team right now. 7.5 to go in the ball game. Walking it up is going to be Yates. They'll feed to the left block. On the floor one time. It's going to be stolen by Zoe. MHMA up the floor. Here comes the Ravens. Over to the left side. Banowitz, 2! Hope Banowitz has 8 points. It's now 22-19, a one-possession game with 7 minutes to play. Yates back up the floor with it. Looks it over to the left side. Takes it on the wing. Holding it there is going to be Darvo, and she will travel with the basketball. And things beginning to come apart at the seams a little bit here for Valley Falls. They have led in the second half by as many as 10. And here come the Ravens up the floor, and the outlet pass is stolen by Michaela. Yates will bring it up the floor. She brings that senior leadership, hard-nosed basketball talent to the floor. Here's a feed, baseline, turning, shooting, and scoring. Corey Kirkwood with 5. 24-19. And now the Ravens turning it over on the outlet pass. 6.5 to go in the game. Valley Falls retains possession, now leading it again by 5. They'll dump it over to the left side. Back out on top, nearly stolen. Saved. Yates will weave, drive, shoot, miss it. Rebound to Scarlett. And here comes Bethany Urban. Urban with the ball between the circles, alternating hands with the dribble, works her way to the right side. 6 minutes left in the game. Urban goes left. Banowitz, a running shot. No, and it hits the support for the rim, so it's going to go back to Valley Falls. .550 to play. And again, here comes Yates up the floor. She'll swing it to the right side. Here's Darvo. And the ball batted away. It knocked away by Hope Banowitz. I laughed because as Hope was sliding to the floor and trying to go to the ball, it looked like a Valley Falls player just kind of grabbed her by the arm and pulled her back. No foul, no whistle. And it will be Valley Falls basketball. 5:40 to go in the game. Lady Dragons with it. Baseline right. Darvo. Trapped at the baseline. Lobs it back out on top. Goes left side to Brown. Cross court. Darvo. She'll go for the three. It is an air ball wide to the left side, but Brown coming out with the offensive rebound. 5:20 to go in the game. Back over to the right side is Darvo. Between the circles. Now underneath the goal. And they'll run it back on top. The three for Yates. No. Rebound slapped down and loose on the floor. Who's coming up with it? Urban jumps in. She ties it up. We got a jump ball possession, Ravens. 5:02 left in the game. 24-19, Valley Falls. It'll be put in play right in front of Lady Dragon assistant coach Rodney Watson over there. Inside 5 minutes left now. Coker will come into the forecourt. Goes right side Zoe. Zoe starts to drive in. They pick her up on a double team. Kicks over to Scarlett. Back to Zoe. It's a three on its way. No. Rebound on the floor. And Valley Falls is going to hang on to it and haul it back down. Valley to right side. The shot blocked. And a foul on Carly Kramer. Carly will have her third foul of the game. Don't forget the guys game coming up after this one. We hope you're enjoying exciting high school basketball tonight here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Valley Falls to the free throw line. Right hand shot off the back rim and falls forward and through for Corey Kirkwood. She is now 2 of 3 at the free throw line and has 6 points. It is now 25-19. Corey has all of Valley Falls' fourth quarter scoring. This one, no. And a rebound saved by Valley Falls, and it's going to be slapped out of bounds. Back it will come, Lady Dragons. 4:33 to go. MHMA put on a great surge, battling back in this game, and now Valley Falls has kind of fought through that, and now they've slowed the game again way down. They've done this through the course of the evening a great deal. Slow the game down, take a lot of air out of the ball. Here's a feed underneath, and a cross-court pass is going to be stolen. Up with McComb Banowitz. Hope drives down the left side, accelerates all the way to the baseline. A running shot is up and misses, and the rebound is going to be wrenched free by Lillian Darvo. Valley Falls is going to take it the other way with 4 minutes to go. Topside Darvo. She's just going to turn her back to the rim and dribble out to the center circle, literally. Her heels are just inches away from the midcourt stripe as Valley Falls is going to take some air out of this. Lauren Brown will handle it now on top. 3.5 to go in the game. MHMA has shifted to the player defense. Now here's a shot up, missing, and the battle for the rebound is going to be won by Valley Falls, and the cross-court pass saved again by Valley Falls, and now this time reaching in Bethany Urban will tie it up. Valley Falls is strong. They're pretty tough and have a tremendous tenacity when they get their hands on that ball. Scarlett will check out. 3:15 left in the game. Valley will dish it over to the left side. Yates starts in. Back on top, it comes to Kirkwood. I'm not sure if Valley Falls is going to shoot again. Well, they will when they get that back door wide open shot like that. Knocking it down is going to be Kirkwood. And it is 27-19. And here's a running shot. It's up and good plus one. How about that? Count the bucket plus one for Bethany Urban. First foul of the night for Sierra. Sierra Steinlich, the sophomore, picks up the foul. And before the free throw, we're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Taking a timeout of the court with only 2:52 to go in the game. Valley Falls 27, MHMA 21.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
We're at 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play in this high school girls game. Valley Falls playing host to the Lady Ravens of Marhill Mount Academy. Coming to the line for MHMA is going to be Bethany Urban, looking to complete the conventional 3-point play. MHMA is really been shut out after a huge third quarter, but really been shut out again here in the fourth. Urban drives it in front of her a couple of times, puts the free throw up. It will not go in, and rebounding it down is going to be Valley Falls. 27-21, Lady Dragons. And Coach on his feet over there saying, slow it down. And Valley Falls is going to, again, look into the middle. And now the ball is going to be stolen by Urban. She'll weave to the left, cut to the right, go into the lane, get thrown to the floor, and no foul call. They're going to call out a block. And the officials, I think, were a little asleep down there, too. Three officials, I think they were all just kind of watching the ball, kind of mesmerized by it. It will be Lady Raven ball with 2:28 to go. They trail by six, so it is only a two-possession lead, and then Zoe's inbound pass is right into the hands of a defender. Flying up the floor with the basketball is going to be Kirkwood. Corey Kirkwood comes out between the circles. 2:15 to go. Back over to the left side is going to be Darvo. Out on top, Kirkwood. Driving to the middle is Brown. Kind of looking up and down the old score sheet here with 2 minutes to play, determining who that Bank of Atchison player of the game is going to be. And again, Valley gets tangled up, and they're going to call a foul on Zoe Steck. So for Zoe, it'll be only her first foul of the evening. Lady Ravens, it'll be team foul 5 of the second half. And now we got a foul off the basketball as Zoe getting tangled up out there with Lillian. So that will quickly be her second. And Image MA is just looking to get them at the free throw line now. So that'll be team foul 6. See if they can beat them at the line. And now it comes in and we've got an offensive foul as Zoe Steck was defending very closely on Lillian and Darvo. Darvo, maybe a little frustration, kind of reaches out, and here comes the ball. MHMA with the basketball in 1:50 to go. Steck, that's an NBA three. Perfect! What a shot, Zoe! 27-24 with 1:40 to go. It is a one-possession game, and the crowd has come to life just out of nowhere. Gates takes it over to the right side and gets it there to Brown. Lauren looks in, nothing. Back on the top to Kirkwood. She will drive down the right side of the lane, and we're going to get a timeout with Coach Hale. Taking a break. We've got 1:27 to go and an exciting finish in store. The score, Valley Falls 27, Moorhill Mount Academy 24.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
It is 27-24, Valley Falls in front. In fact, the Lady Dragons have led for all but the first maybe minute and a half of the ball game. They have led by as many as 10 in the second half, but Moorhill Mount Academy has battled hard, and cut this to a single possession game. And now, on the inbound, we got more pushing and shoving and another foul. They're going to call this one on Zoe Steck. Zoe is complaining to the official that I didn't touch her. But that is going to be her third, and it is going to bring Lillian Darvo to the free throw line for the 1-and-1. Darvo is a good free throw shooter. We've not seen some great free throw shooting tonight, but Darvo is 2 of 2 at the line tonight and is the leading scorer in the game with 9. This free throw is perfect. And Lillian makes it a 2-possession game. She's the only player for either team to have scored in every quarter. This free throw rolls in somehow. She's got 11. 29-20. Ravens are going to have to be quick. Drive it down the left side. Banowitz stops. She's in some trouble. And timeout, Ravens. Taking another one, Joseph. 1:14 to go. It is Dragons 29, Lady Ravens 24.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
We return to the Lady Ravens, putting the ball in play at their offensive baseline. They trail by 5 with 74 seconds to go. Zoe Steck will do the inbound work. Brings it in. Urban steps inside the circle, feeds down low. Back out on top it comes. Urban for three, wide to the right side, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play and come back to Valley Falls. Boy, Mount Academy was so worried about getting the three-point shot that they passed up a couple of pretty good looks at two. And in a five-point game, you don't need three this trip necessarily. You take it, sure, but you don't force that because you need a two and a three to tie this thing up. In the last minute now, Valley with the basketball leading it by five. They're gone to a four-corner offense, and Zoe will pick up her fourth foul. And at the free throw line for Valley Falls will come Michaela Yates. Michaela did not start in the game, but then came in like gangbusters. Then has not scored in the second half. Front half of the 1-1 here for Yates. It is up. It is in. It hits the back of the rim, bounces straight up, and falls straight through. She's got a half a dozen points now. 30-24. Jim gets pretty quiet. That one's good. 31-24, Valley. 50 seconds left. Bethany Urban has that one go off her foot, and then she reaches in and picks up a foul. For Bethany, it'll be number four. So Steck with four, Urban with four, Coker and Kramer each with three. For Valley Falls, four fouls for Myers, Darvo Kirkwood each with three. Valley Falls and Lauren Brown is at the line. Lauren's looking for her first point tonight. Will not get it. However, the ball's going to be lost out of bounds, and Valley Falls will have it in play off the missed free throw. 45 seconds to go. Valley with the ball, leading it by seven. It will be Brown to inbound it, and her inbound pass is going to be stolen, and then we get a foul called on Kirkwood. It is her fourth foul. If this game was going five quarters, it would get pretty spirited before this thing was all over with. Here come the Lady Ravens. They're down seven. Urban goes left side stick. That's another really long three. Won't quite drop. Rebound underneath, and it's going to be saved by Valley Falls. We got a foul on Coker. It's going to go back to the other end of the floor. For Hannah, it'll be foul number four. So now three Lady Ravens with four fouls each. Half a minute to play in the game. Back at the line, Valley Falls, and this time it is going to be Sierra Steinlich. It's up? No. Sierra standing very upright. Not a lot of spring in the knees or anything here. She sets sail with this free throw. And that one will not go in either. Rebounding down is going to be Banowitz. Hope kicks it over to the right side, and Ravens are going to take a timeout. Joseph, how about if I promise you it's the last one of the game? What do you say? 28 seconds to go in this ladies' contest. Valley Falls 31, Marham Mount Academy 24.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Going to have you back with us. We're at 28 seconds of play in the ladies' game. Don't forget the guys' game. That's right. They're still coming up. So we have that yet to look forward to. But right now, the completion of this one drawing very near. 31-24, Valley Falls in front. They have led most of the game. They have withstood a strong Lady Ravens surge here in the fourth quarter. MHMA running a little weave over to the left side. Here's Urban for three. It'll be wide and rebounding it back down as Valley Falls. Kirkwood with the board. They're going to walk it up the floor, and this is going to do it. Final score here tonight, Valley Falls 31, MHMA 24, and we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas, where in the first of our doubleheader this evening, the Valley Falls Lady Dragons were able to take a lead and then hold on tight and held off a hard-charging Lady Ravens team coming away with the win tonight, 31-24. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for Valley Falls, 11 points for Lillian Darvo, Corey Kirkwood with 8, 7 of the contest for Michaela Yates, and then fell to Sierra Steinlecht and Peyton Lockhart each with 2 and Renee Myers with 1. For MHMA, your leading scorer, Hope Banowitz, 8 points, all of which came in the second half of the game, and she was really hot trying to lead her team from behind. Bethany Urban had 7, also all in the second half. 5 of the game for Zoe Steck, 3 tonight. Hannah Coker and Scarlett Bagley with 1. Bank of Atchison player of the game tonight is going to be Lillian Darvo. Lillian led her team in scoring. She led all scorers in the game tonight. The only player to score in every quarter of the game. Perfect at the free throw line when they needed her. And Lillian Darvo, your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Guys, teams are out of the court warming up. We'll be back with that contest very, very shortly. Again, the final score in the ladies' game. Valley Falls 31, MHMA 24. That's it. We'll be back shortly. But right now, it's back to Joseph. And the CARE Sports Studio will return to Valley Falls before you know it.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.